Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by Rudy Daniels. He's going to be coming to the Rock Island Depot there in Stewart for a program about the Orphan Train. It's going to be a fabulous program there on the 13th at 7 o'clock, and space is limited. There's only about 60 seats there, so you definitely want to get there early and be a part of this program. It's going to be a good one, so we're going to talk about it today. Rudy, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, so first of all, Rudy, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio and how you got so adept into railroads?
Well, I'm essentially an historian, and for the longest time, I was just doing research for my own fun on American railroads, and it so happened that a technical college here in Sioux City, Iowa, was putting together a railroad technology program, and given my background, asked me to teach some courses for them, and that's how I got involved. And the really big involvement came when the railroad companies needed someone to draft a curriculum and a textbook, write a textbook for the students. They asked me to do so, and there I was. I was on the train at that point.
All right, well, that's an excellent brief description there. I've got some notes, and actually, you didn't start out with the railroad industry. You got a PhD in Russian and Soviet Studies from Penn State back in 1971. So how did you make the transition from Russian and Soviet Studies to the railroad?
Well, teaching at various small colleges and universities, one has to teach a variety of subjects. One can't just teach the specialty. And I often taught United States history classes. So I had to become interested in areas in which I never received formal training, that is my PhD. Although I do have a postdoctoral certificate in Asian studies, China and Japan. But it really all comes together, though, when looking at the railroad situation worldwide.
Absolutely. And your program, as you mentioned at the top of the interview, is called Taking the Orphan Train. The Orphan Train, kind of something that we all learned about in elementary school or maybe middle school. It's part of our American history. Why don't you give us a refresher on the program and what you will be presenting on Thursday?
Okay. I think the first thing and the most important thing is that the Orphan Train movement is unique to the United States. No other country has anything that's similar to it, and that is moving children and homeless children who were potential criminals, if not criminals, move them to a different part of the country by railroad and giving them new homes. So this is indeed a unique American experience. That's probably the thing in general, and it started just before the Civil War, and the movement continued as a charity-based operation until the 1920s. And from that point on, the various states took over foster care, and a juvenile justice system was starting to be established throughout the country. So there was really no need any longer for an independent charity of Orphan Trains to continue.
And now I know, Rudy, at least in my experience with learning about the program, that essentially they would go along the railroad and they would stop at different settlements and maybe a family would take a child here or a family would take a child there. Do you know specifically how much to the extent that Iowa was involved in the Orphan Train?
According to the statistics that we have available, that Iowa ranks third in the number of children who were established in homes due to the Orphan Train movement. So we're talking about well over 4,000 to 5,000 children who established or became established in Iowa over the years. And that is a significant number. The whole point is that they wanted to send these children to rural areas and to farms. That was the whole thing. And, of course, Iowa, a farming state, particularly in the 19th century, with lack of equipment, you needed hands on the farms, both boys working in the field and girls helping mom in the kitchen. So Iowa was an ideal state for reception of this movement.
And just a follow-up question to that, Rudy, what was number one and number two? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Indiana was number one. We can document well over 6,000 children in Indiana. And I don't off the top of my head remember number two. I'd have to look at my notes.
Well, I'm sure if you want to know number two, you can check out the program there on Thursday. Rudy, some may describe you, or you may yourself describe you, as the Midwest superconductor. Where did that name come about from?
Oh, it was just a fun name that I wear a conductor's uniform when I do these programs, and I do a train call to the local town, like Stewart, on one of the Rock Island trains of the period. And wearing the conductor's outfit, they say, hey, well, you know, hey, you're the conductor and all that. And, of course, I play on the computer term superconductor, and that's how it came about. Just a fun thing.
Rudy, anything else you want to mention about yourself or about the program on Thursday?
It's going to be a fun program. In other words, there's some humor involved. And also there's a book signing of my latest book, The Great Railroad War. And it's the only book ever written about United States railroads during World War I. And, of course, our victory in World War I, a big part of it was brought about with our railroaders in Europe and in Russia. So that is available for purchase and a gift. And all proceeds go to PALS. That is the group that supports the library, the People Active for Library Service. So all the proceeds are a donation to PALS to help the Stewart Library.
Should be a fantastic event, and as Rudy just mentioned, it goes to a great cause. Once again, that's going to be taking the orphan train Thursday the 13th at 7 o'clock there at the Rock Island Depot in downtown Stewart, just across from the Stewart City Hall and Stewart Public Library. And that's Rudy Daniels, the man who's going to be presenting the program to us. It should be a great night. Rudy, thanks for joining us.
All aboard. Thank you.
Absolutely. For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.